This is WHQR's communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. WHQR commentator Nan Graham uncovers some of the secrets of her new dog's past.
Naming animals is serious business these days. We have escalated from pondering suitable names for our children and grandchildren to the best animal names. Ernie's cousin named her rescue dog, a lovely setter, LB. When asked how she got that name, could it be an abbreviation for Lauren Bacall, Lord Byron, or maybe even Lizzie Borden, for the cousin's notorious distant relative? She smiled. Oh, no. LB stands for pound, because that's where I found her. Clever girl. The cousin, not the dog. The search was on. We all scanned adoption websites daily, reading profiles of the animals available and comparing notes. Finally, my Raleigh children hit a winner. My daughter Molly and her husband Russ actually picked him out from a rescue shelter near Fayetteville. On visitation, they knew that this was the one, an adorable fellow named Winston. Half Basenji, African hunting dog, and half fox terrier. The adoption procedure proved more lengthy and complex than the search. I could have gotten a doctorate from Yale quicker than I got my homeless little dog. The list was long. Phone numbers of my three character witnesses and each contacted by the shelter. My vet called to vouch for my suitability for dog ownership. History of previous dogs I have owned. Breed, seen by vet's name here. Age, when each animal died. And a detailed cause of death. Finally, a board was to review my application and decide yay or nay for the adoption. Eventually, I passed my adoption finals, and the dog and I headed home. Our new routine gets me back on the street twice a day with my little dog. I call myself the streetwalker. But I have begun to question the recorded Basenji foxhound ancestry. The barkless African hunting dog part, Basenji. This guy is a yapper. But the hunter part is right. He methodically checks the perimeter of every enclosure. Leaps tall buildings with a single bound. Well, almost. I finally had time to read through the massive file from the rescue center. Take to the vet for a checkup within 10 days. Check. Register with microchip center. Check. Read your surrender papers. Surrender name. What? Whiskey? The name had been carefully marked out with a single ballpoint pen strike. Next to it was pinned in his new name, Winston. Apparently the person who processed the dog was a teetotaler who thought the original name might be off-putting to prospective adopters. Not suitable for a canine in any respectable home. It lacks gravitas. Experiment. Winston! A lethargic, slow-mo head turns to meet my eyes. Then, Whiskey! The Basenji Fox Terrier head snaps around as if I had said, Attention! It's a no-brainer. Whiskey it is. Gravitas be damned.
Nan Graham has been a WHQR commentator for over 20 years. WHQR commentaries don't necessarily reflect the views of WHQR Radio, its editorial staff, or its members.